Well, folks, we're pleased to have Dr. Kirk Elliott back with us today, always giving us great reports to keep us on our toes, especially with our money and more. You can go to andweknow.com/gold at any time and reach out to them. They'll get back within 24 to 72 hours, and you'll have a conversation just like we're having here today on a personal level for you. It's great to have you back, Dr. Elliott. I wanted to start off right away with what's been going on this past few weeks with the Democrats who are going in and switching over to Republican to do these votes to try to squeeze Nikki Haley in there. They're just so disgusted with a great president who I believe President Trump is saving our nation and doing a great job picked by God Almighty. That's what I believe. And I think that these guys are just doing anything they can to stop him. And they even tried to stop him in New Hampshire this past week, but yet no matter how hard they tried to cheat, the numbers came in for President Trump greater than they've ever seen in New Hampshire. I mean, it's like everything they try, it's like, in my opinion, God Almighty steps in and says, all right, I'll take yours and I'll just throw this one in there and you guys can have that. And it just drives them crazy, probably.
I mean, it's like Gideon's army, right? You've got these amazingly underpopulated armies that are just destroying the enemy, right? And it's like, this is incredible what they are trying to do. I mean, imagine in New Hampshire, Trump smeared Nikki Haley, like smeared her. And New Hampshire is the state of the rhinos, right? With all the Sununu family and you know, the governor and the former House of Representatives guy and like the other one. It's like, they basically are like, the Bushes of Kennebunkport, Maine, are the Sununus of New Hampshire, right? Well, they couldn't even pull the state behind Nikki Haley. The Democrats registering as or voting as Republicans couldn't get Trump out. They couldn't even get her close. So, I mean, this is where the globalists and the left have got to be starting to get squirrely by this point, thinking, man, what can we do? This guy just keeps winning everything and hardly spending any money in these states compared to like Iowa, where Nikki Haley and DeSantis spent like $90 million in little old Iowa, right? It's like, man, they blew their whole war chest pretty much to try to win that state, and they didn't come close. So here's where I think Vivek did a really good thing. The first one to bow out and say, look, I'm not the one. Trump is. Let's all get behind him. Let's unite. Right. Mm-hmm. Because all of the money that you spend in the primaries on people that are never going to win it, right, could be used to actually fight the left when it's time. But they're blowing their wad. And it's just like, oh, my word, this is just crazy. But I love it that truth is actually manifesting itself at the ballots.
Right. That's right.
I mean, this is just God's way, right? This is actually incredible to me, even though I'm disgusted by the mechanics and the heart behind what they're trying to do and stripping away our freedoms. It's like, you know what? It's a poignant example of how God's still in control. And I am not elevating Trump to Jesus level. I'm not, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Right. But what I am saying is God cares about truth. He cares about freedom, our freedom, our personal freedom to make choices and to either succeed or fail, right? It's like, he didn't create robots. He created us to either accept his son or reject his son. He created us where we can sin or not to sin. These are all choices, right? There's many blessings from choosing right, and there's curses from choosing wrong. He is giving us this choice again as a nation. And I think what we're starting to see is America waking up, and it's possibly a pendulum shifting moment.
That's right. Yeah. I played an interview yesterday from the crowd. You know, they go around the media and they ask questions, and folks are now dialed in. They're like, hey, or, you know, everything that's going on, it seems like they're going after President Trump. The folks that are going after him are going to have a hard time, because we know that what he stands for and that he cares for our country. And that's a big deal to the voters. They're starting to say he cares for our country instead of more of the economy side. They're really steering more towards, we can tell that this guy cares. And that goes back to, you know, when we talk about that, we don't worship him. I say it all the time, but we still get comments below our videos. Oh, this guy worships President Trump. Oh my goodness. Blah, blah. No, we don't. Again, folks have been used throughout history, Moses and Joseph and Jacob and all these folks. You go through the scriptures and God uses certain people to raise the people up. Nehemiah, a big example, just a regular guy, held the cup for the king, and he says, look, I have a burden, and he prayed immediately, and God used him immensely, and I think that's what's going on. Speaking of the comments below, I want to throw this real quick admin note. We went through and scrubbed a lot of the videos, and there were people posing as Dr. Kirk Elliott and We Know Gold and all these other names, and they say, reach out to us. Here's our email. Reach out to us. Click below to our Telegram. Remember, folks, Dr. Elliott and our team, we do not reach out to you and tell you to come to email us. We don't do that for this show, so just want to get that show note out because we went through and scrubbed it, and there's a lot of that going on, so please don't be fooled by that.
Yeah, don't be, because usually it's like wire fraud, right? Somebody posing to be us will have you wire the funds, you know, at some crazy discounted rate to buy gold or silver, and it's too good to be true. And it's like, I'm gonna do it because LT said to do it. It's like, right. Nope, LT did not reach out to you. And our basically cost of ownership through us is 8%, 0% when you liquidate. Because I was reading through them too, LT, and somebody said, boy, because you're watching And We Know, you can get it for 1%. It's like, what? No, you can't. And so if somebody were to wire somebody thinking that they're going to get medals for 1%, you know what? You're never going to get medals. They're just going to take your money and run. But this is where, just let the buyer beware. Be wise. And LT, that was so great what you just said, because we do not reach to you. You can reach to us, but we're not going to reach to you ever. We're just here to be tools to help. Open, bend over backwards to help you, but you have to reach to us. And there's two ways to do it. Andweknow.com/gold or call our number 720-605-3900. That's it. If it's not one of those, it's not real.
That's right. And helping us, you've been showing us a lot of things, especially for this week. You sent me this link. Bidenomics has been a disaster for the U.S. economy. Can you explain that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the title says it all. Bidenomics has been a disaster for the economy, right? But you look as to why is Bidenomics a disaster for the economy. So you look at all this student debt, right? That basically all these hundreds of billions and all this money, these billions of dollars that basically Biden said, we're writing this off. So the students don't have to pay for their college anymore, right? Yeah. Well, who's going to pay for that? Somebody's got to pay for it. Yeah. It's us, right? We have to pay for that. And that's what's ridiculous about this. So that's just one thing. The other thing that we're seeing is there is no job creation. There's actually job reduction. There's wage reduction. People aren't making as much. Inflationary pressures are persisting, and it's going to get worse, right? It's actually going to get worse because now we're hearing about, well, the new pandemic, right? Disease X. And in Colorado, we're hearing about Ebola nonstop under Immunized Colorado, and Denver Health, the largest hospital in Colorado, now immunized everybody that works there with the live Ebola vaccine. And you've got what I would classify as Wuhan Lab North America in Colorado Springs, where they're doing testing on the Ebola virus in the lab. It's like, what? In Colorado? You got to be joking. So what does that tell us when they're interviewed and they're saying, well, we're getting ready for the next pandemic. It's like, what pandemic? And how do you know what it's going to be?
Yeah.
You know, and so, but they somehow know, right? And sure enough, Bill Gates is behind it like usual. Yeah. And so that's going to be a disaster for the economy if you have other shutdowns. But you look at what Biden has done. He's raised taxes. Okay, that's not good for our bottom line. And when people are tapped out, you know, living hand to mouth, month to month, paycheck to paycheck. When you raise taxes, what's the net result? People are going to spend less because they don't have it. Now, if my wallet were really thick and I had all this cash, right, and I have all this money left over at the end of the month, and they raise taxes, what am I going to do? I'm going to continue to spend. I wouldn't care what the tax amount is because I still have all kinds of money in my wallet. But right. We're not there. See, when you hit the point of critical mass and the government raises taxes, at some point, government revenue decreases rather than increases with rising taxes. This is where we are with Bidenomics. They've got everything backwards. Not only has it been a disaster for the U.S. economy, it's going to be like the torpedo that sinks the ship to the economy is what it's going to be.
Yeah, and I was going to show you this other one here that you provided. Thursday's GDP report expected to show the U.S. economy at a crossroads, and this was dated January 24th. A day before our recording. So what's going on with this one here?
So the reason I put that on there is just because it's a good article. You know, obviously it's Sunday when this is being aired, but here's where, what's the projection for GDP? 2% growth in the fourth quarter. What was GDP growth in the third quarter? It was 3.9%. Right. So even if it were 1.9, 2.1, these projections are always pretty close. Right. So it's, man, that's half. That's half of what it was, which means the economy is growing at a 50% less rate than it was in the third quarter. When you go from 3.9 to 2, don't think that's a 1.9% difference. That's about half of the speed of growth as it was before. It's like, man, this is a sinking ship, right? But here's where it gets worse and why I wanted to share this article with everybody is GDP growth is basically, what is GDP? All retail purchases, right? But that are, you know, whereas we're purchasing things that are manufactured in our country. That's gross domestic product. Retail purchases, that should equal inflation. Well, is inflation 2%? No. GDP, they say, is growing at 2%. Inflation unofficially is hovering right around 15%. Mm-hmm. So that means gross domestic product should be growing at a 15% annualized rate as well, if that's what inflation is, because all that GDP is a measurement of us buying at retail prices. Does that make sense? I mean, so if you have something that's way less, that means the economy is actually shrinking way faster than what we expected. This is a disaster. Bidenomics is a disaster. And the GDP numbers are a reflection of that, that they can't hide behind. They can't hide behind the fact that it's 50% less growth than it was in the third quarter. They can't hide behind, even with their cooked bogus numbers, that it's even close to being what even their official number for inflation is way higher than 2%. It's more than double that. So even with their cooked books numbers, they can't justify the slow growth of the economy. It's shrinking. It's shrinking bad, LT. And this is not good in an election year, because people are going to be hurting. And when people hurt, they tend to give up their freedoms. That's my concern. But yet, I don't know if I should be concerned, quite honestly, because look what happened in Iowa. Look what happened in New Hampshire. What's going to happen in Nevada coming up, and then South Carolina? Trump is going to show up and win. And so maybe we don't have to be concerned, because America as a whole is more awake than I think that we really are.
That's right.
And we're not going to give up our freedoms that easily.
That's right. That's right. It's almost coming to a tipping point. I mean, we've noticed it play out across the line. I mean, even in our border, we're seeing a possible shift in leadership, too, where they're saying, look, we don't care what the Supreme Court says about this border and taking down the wires. We're gonna actually keep building it, and we're going to send our National Guard down. We're going to protect our nation enough. And it tends to get everybody to talk about, you know, the fact that you're leading to a civil war, just like back then and what have you. But it's almost like now people are to the point in America where like, we've had enough, we're done with this, and we're going to protect our country regardless of what's going on. And part of that protection is people have had enough on the money side and all the fear tactics they're throwing at us, and they're starting to invest in silver and gold. And I think that's a big part of where you step in.
It is. I mean, we go back to last week when we spoke, the big thing, and to me, that was the biggest news for silver ever that I've ever seen, right? And we talked about it, and that is the short positions were cut by 50%. The net short positions in silver cut by 50% in 1 week. Mm. And why is that significant? That's significant, again, for those who didn't watch last week's, and I encourage you to watch last week's archive where we talked about the economy. It's significant because a short position means you make money hand over fist when prices go down. You lose money hand over fist when prices go up. So the fact that banks in 1 week cut 50% of their net short positions in silver, which has never been done before that quickly in the history of our country, tells us that the banks are thinking silver is going to go up. And here's where, man, I know these numbers. I saw that story, and it was on, what day was it? It was on Monday of this week. And I saw it. It's like, man, silver was close to 22. That's a very technical trading point, and it should bounce up like a trampoline. And I was going to buy a bunch of silver that day personally. Hmm. But kind of like the landscaper always has the ugliest yard in the neighborhood because he never has time to take care of it because he's taking care of everybody else's. I was busy that day helping everybody else, and I forgot to put in my trade. I forgot to buy silver that day. So the next day, sure enough, it bounced up like a trampoline. It was up 39 cents. The day after on Wednesday, it was up another 25. So I bought on the second day, but I paid 39 cents more per ounce than I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Are you too late? No, I don't care if it's 23, 24, 25, 26. I don't care what the price of silver is in this range, because I think we're going to mimic what we saw in 2010 through 2011 when silver made basically a fourfold increase from $12 to $48 an ounce. Very, very, very similar fundamentals to what we're seeing today. But when we start at 22, a fourfold increase brings it to 88, right? So this is why I've been saying for like a year, I think we're going to hit $75 to $100 an ounce silver in this run. And we may have started that with this net short position decrease and all the political chaos and mayhem. And now an election year, boy, the timing is really, really good for people to allocate into silver right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. And folks, you can reach out to amwenow.com/gold to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team and get amazing support. We did it ourselves. My wife and I transferred IRAs over to gold, to silver. I'm sorry, but I always say gold because of the wording. But got a great deal, and it's doing well. And we just appreciate you and your team for all that you're doing for us. And so I want to just lift us up in prayer as we close. Heavenly Father, thank you once again. Through all of this turmoil and all of this talk of the economy and more, we're seeing victories. We're seeing folks waking up across our country, across this entire earth. And we just want to thank you for that. It's an answer to prayer. And many are sharing with each other. There seems to be less fear on this earth and more boldness. And you've definitely told us to come boldly before your throne, to make requests unto you. And we have continued to do that. And we just ask you protect Dr. Elliott and his team for all the attacks on them. And surround them with your mighty, mighty angels. May they continue to move forward in supporting so many people on this earth with their future. Thank you for using him for that. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, brother, once again. Had a great week. Looking forward to our next talk.
Me too.